It's Wednesday, May 25th. I'm Megan Dooling with your Stoke FM news update. A new apartment building plan for Victoria Road West follows the city's vision for that area, higher density multi-unit housing. Developers behind the 24-unit building are Jason Rowe, Tyler Delorier, and Fraser Blythe. They have approval from City Council to change development requirements in that zoning to make the building more dense. Councillor Rob Elliott said at last night's council meeting, this is the type of housing development the city wants.
Private entity that's engaged in the process seems to be something we've been begging for.
The 24-unit building will have 21 parking spots in an underground lot and 6 above. 3 of those are for guests. That's 1 spot per unit. There will also be 36 spots for bike parking underground. Neighbors to 1219 Victoria Road attended the meeting to say they're not opposed to the housing, but the extra cars that will be parked around the area. However, Councillor Tim Palmer says people who move into the building will have to be aware of the parking limitations.
So it seems to me that as a modern building, that essentially anyone going in there needs to understand that they have one parking stall. This is not a place for people with two vehicles. Or this is a place for people with one vehicle, unless they have a second vehicle that happens to be a bicycle or electric bike. And I think that's the direction that we're wanting to go with as a city.
The plan is for the apartment to have 15 one-bedroom units and 9 two-bedrooms. Also at council last night, Mayor Gary Sulz reminded people that next week is Bike to Work Week. There will be snacks every morning at Grizzly Plaza from 6:15 till 9 to celebrate. In other news, the first caribou calf of the season was born yesterday near Nakusp in a maternity pen. The Arrow Lakes Caribou Society announced the birth. The maternity pen is a way to keep the cows safe and protected while they calf, the idea being to revive the Southern Mountain Central Selkirk caribou. There are 6 other cows pregnant. The pen is located on Kuskanex Forest Service Road. Access is blocked to the road while the caribou are calving. And that's your Stoke FM news for Wednesday, May 25th. I'm Megan Dooling, reporting from Revelstoke.